All right, all you sportswear fans, we're finally bringing it into Project Runway tonight, but we're turning all of the balls into dresses. Tonight's episode is entitled Balls Out. Stick around to find out all about it with one of the contestants that competed in the challenge. Stick around to find out who it is.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Ah! Hey guys, we're back. I guess you see who we've got in studio. We've got Char Glover, current contestant on Project Runway All Stars. Sat down with us tonight, watched the episode. Thank you so much for joining us.
No problem.
And as always, you guys, we have the lovely Michelle Ubrest on our panel.
Hey guys.
Tell them where they can find you on the Instagram, web, Twitter, Facebook world, wherever you're doing it. Where can they find you?
You guys can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Ubrest, and my website is michelleubrest.com.
And when they find you, Char?
You can wait a minute. You can find me over here first of
all. Yeah, there we go. You got it.
At Char Glover _ on Instagram and at Char Glover everywhere else without the underscore.
So what was it like tonight watching yourself?
There's
some slow-mo of you in the bouncy house. Your hair was flipping.
Like. Honestly, it's so funny because when I found out what the challenge was and I saw the castle, of course, because in our mind, we're thinking a castle. We're thinking this big, grand castle. So when we get there and it's a blow, you know, like a kid's castle.
There's many castles on the edges of New York City.
And out of all the days that I decide to wear a dress. So that was one of the first things I thought, like, how is this going to work with this dress? So,
well, when you walked into that bouncy house, were you thinking, am I going to be a lady or am I going to get the balls?
Well, honestly, when you're chasing balls, I think being a lady goes out the door, number one. I really wasn't thinking, you know, I think I was still processing what the challenge was, you know? So in my mind, I'm like, okay, what kind of dress am I going to design? Should I go for the big balls, the small balls? So I think it was just really paying attention to my dress and trying to grab as many balls as possible.
Did you have in your head immediately, a sense of what you were going to do? Or were you going more for what looks like it has the most fabric, what looks like it's the coolest texture? What was your, or was it all just so fast too? You're just like, grab it all. Well, that's what some people do.
Initially, I wanted to go for a pattern. So I was looking for the striped soccer balls and the polka dot stripe.
You mentioned that. Yeah,
that was my intention. So once we got further into the challenge and I tried to cut them up, it didn't go as planned. Yeah. So I kind of went with plan B, and that was the goal. Here's the thing. Once I started cutting them open, I discovered the inside of the balls had the black where it kind of looked like textured leather. So thank God it worked out.
Totally did. Yeah.
When you got out of there, was there anyone you were like, they're like, they're screwed? Like when you looked at their bag and you're like, I don't know what they're gonna do with that.
Well, I think what we were thinking was whoever had the biggest bag, we thought had the advantage. Mm-hmm. Because you're not thinking, we don't know how these balls are gonna act as far as trying to sew them or glue, as you see glue ends up being a big thing this challenge. But we didn't know. I think in my mind and a couple of the other contestants, we were thinking whoever had the most balls had the advantage.
We'll get into the glue later, because that seems to be like at the very end. That was like, what is a designer? What's a seamstress? They were getting kind of
got a little shady.
The semantics of what it is to be a Project Runway designer. As you guys all found out, this was an unconventional challenge this week, which a lot of designers like and a lot of designers don't like. Char?
Unconventional challenges are always challenging because it's something that you don't normally do. Like, I don't normally sew on soccer balls, you know, so you're using a side of your brain that you normally don't use. So,
what was your unconventional challenge you had on Under the Gun?
We did a similar one. We had a beach challenge.
Okay.
So we had all these plastic floaty things that was similar. Wow. And then we had a vampire one where they had a bunch of Halloween stuff on the yard of Fidum at night.
Oh wow.
So I like unconventional. I mean, it is challenging, but I think it kind of pushes you to do something you're not comfortable with, and sometimes it comes up with some pretty awesome stuff. And I was really excited about this episode, too. Yeah.
What was your thoughts about Project Runway All-Stars? Because you'd already seen the experience. Mm-hmm. You know what it's like. You know, it's not exactly what happens in the house. It's cut down to tell a story. Were you apprehensive, or were you like, no, I want to do this? You know, it's been a while. Show people
I had mixed emotions just because on my season, it was such a roller coaster. Like, it was more mental than anything. You know, I really had to kind of hold it together and show restraint. So I was like, I don't know if I'm ready. You know, I felt like this time, like, I'm going to say something. Like, you know, I'm just like, I'm up to it. You know, so that was one of the things that I really had to think about. Like, do I feel like kind of, you know, just holding back a little bit, or do I want to just go for it? So that was one of the things that I had to really, really consider going into it for the second time around.
How does that work? Do they reach out to you, or do they just tell everybody, we're doing this? If any of you are interested, let us know.
No, they reach out.
They reach out to you. Very cool.
So the first, they reached out before, and I was like, oh, no. So the second time, I was like, you know what? Let's go for it.
Yeah.
So,
fan favorite.
Yeah.
How do you like working with, like, because you have your one season, and I feel like you kind of bond with those people. Mm-hmm. And then how did you like kind of starting completely over with a new group of people? And some of them you had already seen on TV. Did you like bond with anybody new, or like how did you think that experience was like exactly the same, or how did it differ? Was there anybody like you were a fan of that you had to?
Well, I think coming in, you know, for this season, you know, I'm a Project Runway watcher. So a lot of the designers I had already seen. So when I saw Edmund, I was excited to see him. Kimberly, I think, is an amazing designer. Yeah. Of course, Anthony, he did a great job on Single Ladies. He did the costuming for Single Ladies. So I was a fan. As soon as I saw him, I was like, listen, you know, like, I love you. So it was really, really good to be able to meet them in person and, you know, just bond with other designers that do the same thing that you do. So I was really excited, honestly.
Today's was that intimidating, too?
You can't look at. I didn't even give myself a chance to do that. I'm like, you're worthy. I'm going to be here. They here. This is a competition. But I think also to be surrounded by designers that are so talented, you know, that everybody, this is what they do. We're designers. Like, we're all here for the same reason. I think just that energy is really, you know, what you get excited for. You don't really have time to be intimidated. It's like, you got to fake it. Even if you are, you got to be like, I'm good too, you know, so.
I usually have my notebook here. I was like in a mad dash out of the house. It was the first time I've forgotten it. And I had written down all the designers and what season they were in. Were there any designers from your past season that were with you in All Stars?
Yes, Amanda.
Amanda. So what was your dynamics with her? Were you happy to see her?
Yeah, I like Amanda. Amanda's super chill. Yeah.
So did you feel like you already automatically had a friend, or did you find other people in there that you like clicked with better?
I think, honestly, everybody pretty much got along good. Of course, some people you would kind of bond with a little bit more, but it was really good energy this season.
Except Helen.
he said it, I didn't. No, let me clear the air. Helen is cool. She's just, how can I say this? Helen's just interesting. That's the word that comes to mind. And that doesn't have to be good. It doesn't have to be a bad thing. She's just interesting, which I think creative people, we got a little quirk about us. So I just think Helen is just a little interesting. That's the word I want to use.
Honestly, I think that I don't think she means to like go out there and like, you know.
She seems just pretty emotional.
People, but I think that she just doesn't have a handle on like how she appears, how she carries herself or says things that people just
it was very clear when she was like, I didn't want to basically like do everything else everyone else did.
Right, it was total shade, but like I don't think she saw it that way meant it that way. It just really comes across that way.
I just love Anthony. His personality. I'm not really sure who my favorite. I was going for Merlene, but it doesn't seem like she can execute what she wants to do. I like will always want to see hers finish, but Anthony is so funny. Do you have like a really funny Anthony moment?
I mean, just watch the season. That's naturally who he is. Like, it's never a dull moment with him.
I liked it tonight when they were, like, trying to make her feel better about herself, kind of. And he was like, you just being Helen.
He's gonna have that finishing line. Go to Anthony. He's gonna bring it home, definitely.
And what about Candace? I've heard from crew that she was really rude to the crew on Project Runway. Have you had any reason to think that?
Not at all.
No?
I'm shocked. Super to hear nice. That. Okay. No. I'm kind of speechless, honestly. Candace is really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, really nice person. That's
Well, maybe she treats you differently if you're on camera. I don't know.
I'm not touching that. Like, he is getting into slippery water. I'm gonna back up from that.
All right, fine. The one thing I know you want to talk about. What about them eyebrows on Joshua?
Whoa. I didn't even notice. I was focused on the designs. I didn't even notice. Yeah,
I feel like he and I are going to have an eyebrow off.
Oh, wow. Well, I need some tea, y'all. I need some water to sip or something. This is getting juicy early.
oh my gosh. Now, I don't want to put you on the spot, but getting into the challenge tonight, they had 5 minutes to grab as many balls from a bouncy house castle to create a gown that was like modern day princess inspired. And I was
know,
really.
What princesses would wear these?
I know. I was really loving Kenneth's look when he was like placing those footballs, but then what came down the runway looked completely different. We also had a guest judge tonight, country music star. Gosh, what's her name?
I don't know, but
we're not
like
here.
Her.
Oh, you didn't like her.
She was really pedestrian with her comments.
You felt like it was a mall walker, window shopper.
Sorry.
All right. Well, actually, who was our first up? The first up we had was Char. Mm. You were our first on the runway, weren't you?
Yikes.
Oh, and there hey, I want to remind our viewers, too, that we do have the live chat open, so you can come ask us questions if you want to ask Char anything or make any comments. And we love Olga. Olga's always commenting, and she says, you know you're addicted when you tell the IT guy that he has to fix your computer so you can watch Project Runway on Thursday night.
We have some super devoted after-show fans. Olga's always in the
chat.
Hi,
Olga.
Yeah, be nice
to me, Olga.
Guys,
please be nice
to Char's me. Char's not going
to
say anything nice. She's got the princess attitude
tonight.
Well,
no, I'm going to be honest. No, I'll be honest. If I feel a way, I'll say it.
Okay, maybe we just hadn't found the right person.
Talk about eyebrows. I'm not doing it. I mean, if you say something I feel, I'm definitely going to, you know.
Well, is it intimidating when you're the first look up? I mean, I know it's a blind runway, but it feels like the way everyone in the crowd, like all the designers are looking at each other. I feel like the judges, if they really want to know, they can just look at all y'all standing out there and figure out who designed the dress.
Yeah.
But is it intimidating to be the first one on the runway?
Well, honestly, it's a little bit refreshing because then you get it out the way. Like, okay, because you're holding your breath until your design comes out. So I think once you see it, you know, go and you kind of, the first thing you do, me personally, is I look at the judge's face. To see some of the judges wear their emotion on their face, and some just kind of have the, you know.
I can never tell because of the editing. I'm never quite sure. Because sometimes it'll be like, and then they're like, I just love that. So I can never quite sure what a judge is thinking until they actually start talking about the outfit.
I think they mess with you sometimes, too.
Yeah. It throws you off a little bit.
I feel like that'd be fun for Isaac. I bet he likes getting a kick out of pushing y'all's button.
Yeah.
Well, this is like a total rock and roll princess. Like leather ruffles. You got a zipper. The way that it's all set out, you said that you weren't originally planning to like make something like this. What were you originally planning to do?
This was a shock to me. It's a shock to y'all because, like I said, initially I wanted to use the soccer balls. Mm-hmm. I wanted to use the outside of them. That's the inside of them.
You're going
to
do some crazy shoulders.
I don't know
but
I just felt like the stripes and polka dots. That's my aesthetic.
Yeah,
like patterns and prints. So to me, that was like not a safe way to go, but that was, it's true to who I am as a designer. So once I started trying to do it, it didn't go the right way. So now I have to go to plan B. So this was kind of like an afterthought, but then at the same time, it's like, you still have to make it work.
Right.
Yeah.
I can still see your personality though in this. It's like you said, that rock and roll. And I think you have that kind of
edgy,
rock and roll.
Yeah.
Rock and remix, right? Isn't that your brand?
Yes. Rock and remix, guys. What a plug, right?
I don't know if you guys have ever seen The Royals on E. It's like that. It's got a Elizabeth Berkley. And she, or Elizabeth Hurley, and she, Elizabeth Berkley, like girl from Showgirls, and it's just like a faux drama about like a royal family, and there's this one princess in the family that's like super rock and roll. I can totally see her wearing this. What were your thoughts about this dress?
Yeah, I liked it, and I love black. So, but you know what the thing is? Like normally. Okay, I love black, but I hate to see it on the runway, on Project Runway, because you can never see the details and stuff. But
yeah,
I think
it is hard.
This one I actually could, because I see the little ruffles and the pieces sticking out, and I could see the texture on camera. So I think in this case, it was a successful black outfit, which I think is kind of hard to do. They just, even when you put so much work into it, I feel like they always lose
the
detail.
Yeah, it gets lost. It definitely gets lost.
I could really see
the
shape of it and everything come through. And I like that addition of the zipper.
Mm-hmm. It was almost like a motorcycle feel.
Yeah.
Motorcycle jacket, two-piece little situation.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, so.
Well, we don't really get this chance often, but what do you think about your outfit? Looking at it now, like months and months later, what do you think?
It's almost like an argument. You ever had an argument when a person leaves, you're thinking like, I should have said that, and I should have said that. That's what this feels like. Now looking at it, it's like,
what would you have changed?
Everything, actually.
Really?
Yeah, I think I would have maybe made it a little longer, maybe with sleeves. I would have added a little bit of color, like you said, so you could see the detail in a little more. Yeah, maybe did her hair different. Like, so many different things. Like, of course, and also everybody's harder on, you know, you're always harder on yourself. So I just feel like it's a little safe. But at the same time,
well, you were safe this week.
Yeah, but I just think a lot of times what I don't think the viewers understand is sometimes you're just trying to get through the challenge.
Something's done.
I mean, just, honestly, you want to just send something down the runway because you know some challenges are a little easier and you have a little leeway, but some you're doing it right at the wire. So I think with this one, they don't show that. You know, that you're right at the wire. So to me, I'm proud that I had a finished garment, honestly.
Didn't have a naked girl.
Yeah.
So. And I think with the unconventional, too, there's just so much work just taking the materials apart and trying to get them to a point where they're workable.
And then
so
you're
spending
even,
a lot more time.
Yeah,
then.
And you don't always even know if the glue gun's going to work. Sometimes glue doesn't adhere to everything.
Yeah.
So that's a challenge, too. So
I think the top is so cool, though. Like, you could just sell that. Like, just
thank you.
The little top, like, as a vest, like a motorcycle vest or a jacket, like you said. I think that would be so cool.
Well, not in regards to this challenge in general, but what do you feel about being safe? I mean, obviously, there is some sense of,
relief.
But,
You know what? For some reason, I always land at the safe place. I'm either in the bottom or I'm safe. Like, I don't know what it is about, you know, maybe I just haven't pushed through yet. I don't know what it is. But I think, you know, as a designer, like for me, I'm at my best when I'm in my zone. Like, when I have my music playing and I'm, you know, Project
totally
Runway
different
removes
environment.
Everything. You know,
some people are fast. Yeah. What about you? Are you a fast or a slow sewer?
I would say I'm a fast sewer, but like I was saying, the thing with Project Runway is they remove everything that gives you inspiration.
Right.
So you're in, you're not in the, you know, and I don't know if the viewers get that. I think they'd be like, you should do this.
By now
you
get it.
This is not as easy as it seems.
That's probably
why I'm always safe, because I'm like, let me kind of get my feel going first, you know, so.
Olga mentioned, too, the texture of it caught the light so it doesn't look like a flat.
Sure. Mm-hmm. And it definitely did have that leather look. I gave this 3 stars. Thought it was a good look. That's my middle of the road. What about
you? Gave it 3.2. I always kind of judge everybody in comparison to each other.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, I really have that habit.
But we have a Project Runway curve.
Okay. Yeah.
Because we keep into account that sometimes it's just so hard.
Yeah.
Right. And sometimes there's like a lot of terrible ones or a lot of good ones. And I kind of grade them against each other instead of just like independently.
We don't gotta defend ourselves to you. You're here for the tough stuff, right?
But it was safe, so I think we're on par with that. That's fair.
Yeah. Okay. Next up, we have got Amanda. Oof. Which, oh my gosh.
Anthony.
We actually got sent out of order tonight.
We're just gonna go with this one.
This is Anthony's, and I said just wow.
Yeah.
Just wow. I gave this 5 stars. I never ever do.
Oh,
this
wow.
She looks a little like stiff standing right there, but walking down the runway doing her thing, she just looked awesome. I couldn't believe he made that out of that.
I wrote pleasantly surprised.
That's you.
When I saw him working in the workroom, I'm like, oh, this is going to be a mess, you know, okay? And then you don't really see the process. You just see, like, a bunch of clown stuff. And then it comes out on the runway, and it's, like, very refined, despite being rainbow colors and all of this, you know? And I think Anthony's, like, really pulling this taste level, because it is really hard to impress me with rainbow colors.
Yeah.
Yeah, same here. Same here. I'm not a rainbow fan, but I wrote just wow.
I love the little, he used the little fluffy, like, jellyfish
little accent.
I'm just like, that's
very,
just like
Miley Cyrus, kind of like, wild princess
but
does what she
wants. But it's not in a cheesy way, yeah. Like, hi, I put him on my nipples or something, you know, like Miley Cyrus.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
vulgar.
Yeah.
It's just, like, very subtle, but it still makes it, like, exciting. Like, it's not just a fabric dress. And I think it was very
playful.
Strategic.
Yes. For sure. For
definitely.
Sure.
I gave it a 4.
Yeah.
You know I don't do fives.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe you've given one
once or twice.
One in mind. Well, what did you think about it?
I love the color placement. Mm-hmm. I think that it, you know, he placed the colors at the right place. I think to make it a, like a little cocktail dress. Mm-hmm. I love it. I think it looks fresh and, fresh and not too youthful, but just fresh. That's the word I would use.
It's
looks fresh.
Fun, but it's not like kooky. And
yeah.
Yeah.
I can see a girl wearing that, you know? I can definitely see someone rocking it at
it
a party.
It looks like
and, yeah.
it's an actual dress.
Yes.
It
yeah.
looks like
very
it's from
good.
Like a high fashion designer,
I
which is
it.
So hard to do with what they gave you.
Oh, my God. The beach balls.
And I feel like for a lot of these looks, there's like a good version and a bad version.
Mm-hmm.
So this one's the good one for me.
Yikes.
Yeah, yeah. We'll see that bad version in a little bit. Next, we've got Kimberly coming up. Should be. Yeah, yeah, there she is.
Super cute.
For me, I thought this was so juniors. I think it was maybe the color palette, but I did like the zipper detailing in the middle, but it just didn't really seem wearable at all to me.
Really?
I mean, I know right now, like, plastic over everything is in, but I own a bunch of that stuff. I own those plastic Converse. I got plastic moto jackets. That stuff turns yellow in a month. So for me, I don't know. That doesn't ever really win me over because I always think, well, what's that going to look like after the second or third time you wear it? But I don't know. I mean, they are working with plastic balls.
Right.
And it's unconventional, just, right. So yeah, she's not going to wear that.
I don't know. It's just kind of junior's department to me.
Okay.
It does look a little Barbie. Yeah. When it first came out and it was kind of like close up, I was like, wow, because you could see all of the detail and the work and it was like incredible. And the skirt was like moving and fluffing as she was walking. But then from far away, I'm like, yeah, it just does kind of look basic, but you just lose all the work I know that she put into it, you know.
It's hard to photograph something that shiny, too.
Well, I don't think, not necessarily. I just think it... For all the work she put into it, it doesn't look that impressive as a whole, you know? Like, she made it look effortless, but yeah. It's not...
Explain it to us, sure.
Well, I think... no, I think for her to make the U-turn that she did, you know, she started off with the cotton balls, and then, you know, take that, scrap that idea, and come up with this fresh new idea. I thought it looked good. And as she stated, it has movement. You know, her and Stanley, you know, their two designs were two of the ones that had movement.
Yeah.
So I thought it was a good choice for what she had, you know?
The cotton balls. Yeah.
Definitely better than the cotton balls.
I liked the idea of using them. Maybe it was a trick. I don't know. I think that maybe that could have been done, maybe like on the cuff of a coat or something. I don't know.
I don't know.
But I'm glad she didn't go.
Somewhere is smart enough to use it somewhere.
Yeah, I'm glad she didn't go with that. That seemed like a way better route to go. I gave it 2 stars.
Yeah, I did too.
Like, I don't know. Yeah. But yeah, it did look like it was a lot of work. Next up.
How are you laughing before it even comes up?
No, well, I'm just laughing because I know how she acted tonight. This is Helen's dress. It's like a paneled blue, neon yellow, plastic wrap, like that stuff the mom wraps up the peanut butter and jelly sandwich in, like little blue cellophane. Yeah, and we saw she spent the majority of her time making like a legitimate fabric, but... I kind of feel about this the way Georgina felt about Amanda's outfit. I felt like this was not hugging in the right places. Like, just because of the fabric you were working with, things looked kind of sticky. And I wrote down college finals runway show. Michelle?
I don't know what to say about this because at first I loved it. And the more I looked at it... The less I loved it.
You did like it when it came out.
I really
did. I was just like, what's
wrong with
you? I
think I like the waist up because from the waist up, it looks
it
really
does.
Precise.
You're right. You're right.
And clean. And I love the kind of blue metallic fabric. And I love the way that she mixed kind of the matte and the shiny with just a little bit of yellow and stuff. But then I feel like the skirt, she ran out of time. So she's like, gotta sew this together. I don't want to glue
There's
anything.
There's a seam
I
in the middle.
I can't live with myself if I glue something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, So I think if she would have had more time, like, if this was made out of leather, you know, like, this mm-hmm. is a really, could be a high-end, like, amazing dress. And yeah, there's a basic silhouette, but you can tell, like, this is couture technique, you know?
There was a seam that went kind of, like, I guess where you would say, like, the bustier or whatever, where it met, like, this pencil skirt, and it seemed like everything from that seam down was a little
The whole skirt
whack.
Was, like, puckery and crinkly, and...
It was kind of hard to do tight with curves and fabric, like, with that walking. I don't know. What about you, Char?
I just think there's that you have to give credit to creativity. Mm-hmm. I think one thing that Helen always says is, I'm a good seamstress, I'm a good tailor, okay, that's fine.
Well, she was going by her own rule book, which is not your rule book.
Well, since it's my opinion.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I just feel like, to me, that's the problem that I have with her. You know, that's fine that you can sew good. We give you credit for that. But at the end of the day, you still have to have creativity. Mm-hmm. Like the judge has said, it was boring. So that's my take on this design. I feel like she did do a good job with the texture, the way she put the colors together. That looks beautiful. You know, to mix the yellow and had like the pop of yellow in there
and
the blue.
Yeah, I didn't hate the color combo at all.
I just felt it lacked creativity.
I liked kind of how it kind of looked like modern art to me. Okay. That's why I liked it. But yeah, we've seen it before. Yeah.
Well, what do you think about glue?
I don't have a problem with glue because if we weren't supposed to use it, they wouldn't have gave it to us.
Right.
So why not? That's if you use something someone gave you, that's what you're supposed to do. So I felt like if you decide to sew, that's your choice. Don't knock the people that decided to use glue. It was an option.
Well, I think some of the most successful winners of unconventional challenges had no choice but to use glue.
Yeah.
Like, I remember Kelly on her season, she won it, and she had cut up this, like, aluminum pipe or something. There's no way you can sew that.
Or you've got
that.
Gumballs you're cutting in
right.
half.
Right. How are you going to sew that? Like, you can't, I think it limits your creativity. Like,
she was so adamant, like, in her confessional about it, and even in front of you guys a little bit about, like, no glue. Oh, no glue. And everybody seemed like they were kind of like,
yeah.
Well, maybe she should have used glue. You
know, that's what I'm looking for.
I don't know if that's shady, but I mean, if they're saying that it was a little boring, maybe adding glue you could have done something maybe that you wouldn't normally do.
Right.
Maybe, that's limiting.
Yeah.
Maybe glue something over those little wonky little seams. Next up, I gave that 2 stars just because she did put so much effort into it.
But I gave it 3. It's a lot of work, and I see the vision of it. Yeah,
we've got one up that I know you thought took a long time and a lot of work, which is Edmund's outfit.
Yeah,
I wrote Wonder Woman is melting.
Oh,
Michelle, I'd rather you go with this. Can you describe this to our podcast viewers?
Okay, well, this is one of the examples of two kind of competing looks. We'll see the better one later.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like gold volleyballs that he cut up and kind of just glued into sort of a flattering shape, but there's just a lot of body showing. It's really revealing.
I also get like Princess Leia Jabba the Hutt vibes.
A little bit, yeah. I mean, it's definitely like a warrior woman, and then he paired
the warrior sandals.
Yeah, he paired it with the gladiator sandals. The side cutouts are just kind of slutty to me. It's just too much.
I want to reinforce the word princess, which I don't think
anyone,
a lot of people, really caught on with. Like, some things are, we're gonna get to some more revealing stuff. Like, some things are a lot of skin.
There was a lot of skin tonight. Yeah.
Well, since I was there, one of the things that I know for sure is that we didn't have enough, you know, balls.
Material.
We didn't. It wasn't enough material. And we saw that early on.
Mm-hmm.
So you just had to work with what you had. The princess theme went out the door. Once we got back and saw the balls, we're like, okay, this isn't working. This princess has to be a different kind of princess. I don't know if the princess of the night. I don't know what kind of princess.
Well, I think our next look... We'll go into that. I think our next person did a really good job of that. But Edmund, I absolutely hated this. I hated this. 1 star. 1 star.
Oh, no. I gave it 2. I didn't hate it. And especially when it first came out from farther away, I liked it more. It looked more organic. But up close, it looks a little more like a hot mess.
I want to dip a chip in it.
Ooh.
And eat it. Like liquid gold.
That's funny.
All right, well, let's go on.
Olga says she could be the princess of Mars. Okay. Yeah, I totally see that.
Yeah, yeah. This one, I think, is meets all the requirements. Like, you could see, well, I don't know, Kate Middleton. It's very Jackie O looking. Mm-hmm. But, like, it's got the Kate Middleton cut, you know? It's long enough to be on a princess. But super inventive. Mm. I don't like to use this word, but I'd say it's a little innovative.
Yeah.
And I'm not the hugest Stanley fan, but I really, really like this. I gave him 4 stars.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Jackie O meets like a water park mermaid.
Yeah, she looks like a goldfish.
What do you think?
Yeah, I really loved it. I think the length for me is a little problematic, and I don't know if it's just because of the shoes, but I want it to be shorter or longer. But the fact
just
that
a
he
little bit.
Yeah, just used all the scales, but not only just used the yellow, but he put in a little orange and a little pink, and it made it like so vibrant and had so much depth to it. And then the little vest, you kind of notice after. It just kind of frames the dress so nicely. And then I didn't even notice till they did the close-up that he's also got detail around the vest using mm-hmm. some other type of
those
yellow.
Those little bubbles. That's even on the shoes. He's mm-hmm. got little yes. bubbles on the shoes. Yeah. What did you think?
I was just so happy, though, that I have such high hopes for him. And we kept seeing, like, basic stuff. And I was like, yeah, Stanley, this is so, like, this is what I wanted him to always make.
What were you thinking as you watched it? Were you not paying much attention to everyone else?
No, I actually
you're
was
like,
working.
I keep an eye on everything.
Exactly. I'm peeping everybody out. No, I was actually working next to Stanley.
Okay.
He did a really good job, and I think that I was surprised, honestly, mm-hmm. because when we're in a workroom, we can't see everything. And in the back of my mind, I'm looking at the clock. I'm like, Stanley mm-hmm. has a lot of work to do. So once it was finished and it came out on the runway, I was like, wow, he nailed it. Mm. Like, I love, mm-hmm. of course, the bubble on the shoe, which was an afterthought. It was so funny because he was almost finished. He was like, wait a minute. I guess like a light bulb went off, and he went and put the, you know,
the
put
judges
the bubble on the shoe.
Love that crap.
Yeah, he did a really, really good job. I was really happy for Stanley with this look.
Next up, we've got one that I don't think was a great job. We got Joshua. And this is what I was talking about. Some semblance of princess or dignity or something. Oh,
yeah.
This reminds me of
dignity.
Like, when, yeah, this reminds me of when my grandmother was like trying to teach me how to like sew like a button on something, and I was like practicing on a little piece of white paper and just like sewing other paper together. It's vulgar.
It is vulgar. I gave it like a 3, though, because I think if he would have lined it, this would be amazing. I really like the lacing.
He'd have lined it.
And I think it's ergonomic. What? It's flattering. Well, just with something. Even muslin.
I was about to say it had to be muslin.
But I think, like, the design is really striking, so.
I feel like there has to be some credit given mm-hmm. to a designer that can look at those, like, baseballs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
To look at a baseball, to cut it open. To find, I don't even know where he found the threading to be able to stitch those two together. Yeah. To make it look like a turtleneck. Like, I thought this was very innovative.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it was fresh when I saw him. Because, well, actually, him and Stanley were working close to me. Uh-huh. I went up to him in the process of us, you know, making our design. I was like, hey, that is gorgeous. Because my brain doesn't even work like that. Mm-hmm. So for him to think of that and to execute it in that way, I just thought it was amazing. And on top of that, he was strategic enough to get enough of those balls, which means that he thought about this early on.
Yeah.
So I just feel like some credit has to be given, you know, for him to be that innovative in a challenge like this. So I thought he knocked it out the park.
Yeah. I think
you get it out the park with the balls. Yeah. You see what I did there?
Yes. Oh. Yes. You're made for this after show. I get what you're saying, and I think I wouldn't have had a problem with it if it had stopped it, like, right at the waist. The bottom, to make it that short and to look like that, I don't know.
Okay.
I like the top. What do you think, Michelle?
Like I said, you could even make this into a gown. If you had enough fabric or whatever, if he would have done like a long skirt, and it could be really cool. Like, I think the silhouette is really powerful and the colors and stuff.
Yeah, I'm a fan of this look. 5. He gets a 5. I love it. Love it.
You love it. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Oh, okay.
I didn't even ask you to do stars because some of our designers don't like to do it.
I'll give him 5.
Okay.
The ones I don't want to give a 5. like a high one. I'd be like, pass, next.
You guys, Olga in the live chat says it's baby's first bondage outfit.
Olga, wait a minute.
She's killing like it. That,
Olga is awesome.
Next up, we have the designer that went home tonight, and I think this is for the best because she had a rough one last week, and this did not do anything to save her. So, as you said, a bad version of Anthony's dress.
Yeah.
Saggy bottom.
Wait a minute.
Or what did Georgina Chapman say? Saggy ass?
Mm-hmm.
Saggy ass? Saggy bottom.
Yeah, this is like a straight clown costume that's not even, like, constructed.
Very,
you know,
deflated.
Well. Yeah. I didn't, and then when they came down the runway, somebody said, oh, it's so Candace, and I was like, really?
Yeah, because even she said, I'm not a rainbow girl, and she does not look like a rainbow
even
girl.
Even just the silhouette, it just doesn't look like Candace at all to me.
Did you think this was the losing look, or no? I won't ask you who it was, but do you think this was the
losing
look?
Who did I think was going to lose this? Well, I definitely thought she was in trouble because even during the workroom, she was kind of panicking a little bit. Like, wait a minute, this isn't going the way that I wanted to. So I kind of knew early on that she was going to have trouble this challenge. But I think she did the best that she could, you know, with the materials that we had.
And then
also, as she said, it was hard. Like, she couldn't sew it. So everything she did, she had to hand stitch. So
that takes a while.
Yeah. And then it's hard on your hands. Like, you try stitching a... yoga ball. That's not easy.
You know, I already told you I can't. So all I can do is sew a label on it.
But early
jacket.
On, she knew this fabric wasn't working, and she kept trying to manipulate it, Like, just try
something.
Yeah,
she should have cut it. She should have let it go before.
But see, here's the thing, though. We're limited with material. Everybody is already in their design.
But change your technique or something. That's true. You know, because she kept trying to do the same thing and force it, and kept ripping. And it's like, it's not going to not rip.
We see sometimes it works best for people when they turn it completely the wrong way.
That's true.
Well, we got to get through these really quick because we want to talk about what you're up to now.
Okay.
We got Fabio up now. I thought this one was a little rough around the edges. Everyone liked it.
I don't know what your problem is.
It looked like he ran out of gold fabric. I didn't like those little bits of black. They just didn't look like they were placed right. But you liked it. The judges liked it.
Obsessed.
You loved it.
Yeah. Five.
Yeah, I give it a five.
When they looked up in it really close, the edges weren't. You know how
it's made out of a volleyball.
I know, but I mean
the silhouette is wearable.
But I'm a princess. I want it made perfect.
Oh, okay.
But this is just, to me, all the little shapes are so perfect. The little fringe at the bottom. I love the addition of the black because it gives it more, I don't know, it just makes it more interesting instead of being so flat. And then the black zipper on the back and just the shapes of everything placed
very
perfectly.
Well thought out.
So well, fierce.
There's no fighting with y'all about it. I gave it a two. Y'all gave it a five.
Yes, Fabio. You get the five from me. I loved it.
Yeah, you're a big fan of Fabio's work.
I was really surprised by this, too, because he always kind of does these oversized, like, modern, kind of hippie, almost modern hippie, like, clothing. And to me, this was, like, totally out of the box for him.
Yeah.
But he nailed it.
Next up, we've got Ken. And this... I don't know, because I told you guys I was so looking forward to see this football thing. I always wanted to see, like, a Mary-Kate shoulder. You know, like, real big. Like, I was wanting to see, like fun with volume on this. But this is totally different than what, you know, like we were saying earlier. You see, like, just little bits of fabric, and then you see a complete dress. This, I wasn't expecting this at all. I mean, it looks like a normal dress, so I guess that's good. A little melted vinyl-y for me, but then again, I wouldn't get to stand up really close to it and look at it. But it did look high fashion.
I loved it. I gave it a four. It looked so complete and concise, and just everything about it was perfect. The proportions and the addition of the flower. I love the texture on the dress. But I always hate it when in an unconventional challenge, you use the stuff as a fabric, because that's like a no-no. So otherwise, I would have given him a five.
Yeah. Okay. I gotcha. Did you have strong feelings about this?
I loved it. I thought it looked beautiful on her skin, the color.
Yeah.
She's a great model.
Yeah, I think the color pops. I love how he gave her a different hairstyle. Mm-hmm. If you noticed, he kind of gave her the exaggerated bangs.
Yeah.
I love how he created the small embellishment on the side, like the little flower he created with the striking open back. thought he did
make
a great job.
That flower thing?
Yes.
Oh, now I'm even more.
See? With different textiles from, you know, the ball.
You want to give him an extra star?
I want to give him, I'm not going to do a 5 because it's still just a textile, but I'll do a 4.5.
I love it. Great job, Ken.
Seriously. And now we've got Merlene, who I've really been pulling for in this competition, and she did all right today. Mm. I don't really know what I think about this dress, so I gave it a 3 because I just don't have really an opinion at all, but I didn't dislike it, but I didn't love it. It was just very gumball machine.
Oh, yeah.
No?
Okay.
Yeah. I gave it a 2 because, I kind of didn't know what to think either. Like, it's not, it is a little clowny, but it's not horrible. Like, I could see this
on a
runway.
It's like Lisa Frank couture.
Yeah. And it's like thoughtful. It's not just a bunch of stuff like Candace's like put together. Like, you can see how the colors flow from one to another and there's volume added. And I think this, like, her construction was actually executed much better than she was.
Much better. Yeah. I think I could see this in like a Vogue, like beach.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Editorial.
Yeah, totally.
Very editorial.
Like a big bucket of flowers or something.
I love
the way that she cut the sleeves out too. If you look at it, you know, the silhouette of the sleeves by the neck is really, really clean and sharp.
I really like that. The scoop was fun too, and a good idea.
Even the cut of the hem is a little interesting. Yeah. The split with the you know, the longer hem in the front.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And last up, you guys, we have Amanda. I gave this 0 stars until I saw the back of the dress.
Okay.
And that was so cool. It got like Margarita Alvarez vibes for that. If you're watching out there, Margarita. All those little spiky, I mean, they were part of the fabric.
I like that.
It looked
part.
Like somebody glued on some Skittles. I don't know.
she was thoughtful with the placement of that, I thought, you know.
I thought that was the best part, was like the little studs that she cut out. Everything. I mean, this is kind of like a weird space hippie. It was very unfortunate. I don't know where she was going.
I think the styling didn't help, though. I think that took away from it a little bit.
Just wacky.
The hair and then the busy sandal, I think, kind of took away a little bit. But
I wrote, this model deflated the slip and slide.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You're bad. You're so bad.
I also just think it doesn't look like Amanda. Like, I wouldn't pick this out of a lineup.
That totally looks like Amanda to me.
Really?
You don't?
I mean,
because psychedelic. That is
right,
her.
I get that.
You know, like, I feel
it's
like
usually
that's
more muted.
Interesting split. You know, Amanda always does a nice split or open little peekaboo somewhere. So.
But, like, her finale collection that she did your season, to me, was so tasteful and amazing. And, like, I wanted all those pieces. And this, to me, is so far removed from that.
Well, it's been a couple of years too. Designers, we change. Maybe she's getting a little bit more risky.
You do change.
And then if she would have did kind of gave you that, the first thing we would have said is she's doing the same thing.
Yeah,
so.
That old tired way she works.
Good job, Amanda. Stretch yourself.
It's true, but I just don't think this one was successful. Like this, I didn't see her evolving. I just saw like, ooh, this was just unfortunate. She had a hard time.
How many stars did you give this?
I gave it a 1 because she did put a lot of effort, but it's really just not attractive.
What did you think about the back? You okay with it or no? Not really.
I don't know what everybody.
You didn't like that puffy,
I really
like
the little
thing.
Studs. Yeah.
Well, enough about Amanda. Let's talk about you for a few minutes before we get out of here.
All right, yes.
What have you been up to ever since the show ended? We don't know who the winner is, and we don't want to give it away. Aside from your Project Runway life, what have you been up to?
Well, I recently moved to L.A. It's been not recent, because it's been 2 years. December 1st made 2 years. So I'm now in L.A. I'm building my brand, Rockin' Remix.
Yeah.
Working on
the
design
studio. I think Michelle
grabbed
a couple of photos.
Yeah,
I
did. And where's your website? Like, where can they buy your clothes?
www.rockinremix.com.
When was the last, have you released a collection anytime lately or what?
Yes, I actually, March, I did El Paseo Fashion Week with Michael Costello. So that was really, really nice. I did my spring summer collection.
Really
great
fun.
Experience.
Yeah.
So did that. We had a trunk show, was able to meet some amazing people. So I've really just been being busy, staying consistent, and just growing my brand. So.
Yeah.
Well, have you got plans for a new collection? And new what's collection. The theme?
You know what? For some reason, I'm like anti-collection now. I don't know what it is. I'm more or less like, I really want to get my pieces to the consumers. Like, I'm really trying to touch, you know, and build my brand. That's really what my focus is.
You're more about the piece.
There's really like 52 seasons a year now.
Yeah. Because once you do that, then you can free yourself up to say, hey, now I want to sit back and do collections. But you have to be a working designer. So I'm working on...
It's hard to compete with fast taking fashion, care of the business
exactly.
too.
Yeah.
Well, anything else you want to drop out while you're on, while you got us?
Well, just check me out on social media. Follow me. I'm always dropping, you know, new little stuff and new pieces.
Yeah, you can find tell everybody where they can find you.
You can find me at Char Glover on Instagram, at Char Glover on Facebook. Rockandremix.com is where you can buy my designs and come and say hi.
Yeah. Michelle, where can everybody find you on
you
the interwebs?
You guys can find me on Instagram and Twitter at UberUs, and my website is MichelleUberUs.com.
Well, thank you guys so much for joining us. And thank you, Char.
Yes, thank for you for having us. Me. This was so fun. Yes.
Maybe we might see you for the Project Runway All-Stars finale with us here at AfterBuzz.
Let's do it.
That
I'm
might
with
be
it.
Fun.
I'm with
All
it.
Right, you guys. So keep an eye out. As always, I'm Michael Shirley, and you can catch me online at Michael X Shirley. But until then, we'll see you next week. Have a fun and safe night, you guys.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.